This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, management in pain. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When you're marketing very successful drugs that end up killing people, be careful what your company says about them. This case involved OxyContin, a very effective painkiller, which also turned out to be highly addictive. A U.S. attorney in Virginia began investigating the marketing and sale of OxyContin and concluded that the company promoted OxyContin as less addictive than other pain medications. The company was charged with misbranding with intent to defraud or mislead, and three high-ranking corporate executives were charged with the crime of misbranding as responsible corporate officers. The executives and the company ended up pleading guilty. The company paid $700 million in fines, and the three officials paid $34.5 million and were sentenced to 3 years probation and 400 hours of community service. Then they were barred from doing business with Medicare and Medicaid for 12 years, and they appealed, arguing they had no personal knowledge of the fraud, but the court affirmed. So when the bottom line is huge, even those at the top of the line may pay the price. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.